When Amy and Tony Galvez think about the end of the war in Iraq, it's hard for them to imagine the U.S. ending a fight that their son gave his life for in 2006.
You know, our son's blood is still on that soil. And it is to both the country's interest, both Iraq's country and the U.S. interest, to make sure that Iraq continues now to stay democratic and to have the influence of the United States to maintain that.
The Galvez's son, Adam, was just 21 when he died along with another Marine after being struck by a roadside bomb in Al Anbar. His mother says she does not believe her son's death was in vain, but questions whether the U.S. should really be marking the end of the war.
The job is not quite finished. I'm concerned that the way the U.S. left Iraq has left the door wide open for some pretty bad things to happen, for possibly Iran to move in, and for it all to go downhill.
Amy says she worries about the people of Iraq. She recalls taking a visit to the war-torn country in 2010.
Women would come to me and just hug me and cry and say thank you for your son's sacrifice. It meant more to them than I could have ever imagined. They told us how concerned they were with the prospects of the U.S. leaving, because they weren't sure that their country, the people of their country, were able to sustain any type of security or anything.
Since Adam's death, the Galvezes have dedicated a large part of their life reaching out to deployed troops. One Christmas, shipping out 1,800 pounds of care packages overseas.
We kind of feel that Adam voluntarily served his country and was willing to die for his country, that we could, at the very least, serve the people that are like him, you know, the military people that are willing to raise their hand and say, I volunteer to go.
Now that thousands of troops are coming back to the U.S., the Galvezes say they are planning to set up volunteer services to help servicemen here at home. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.